I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The main thing I want to talk about that everybody's talking about, that everybody's seeing every single at-bat from Aaron Judge, obviously, is the chase for 61. And I got to put this out there right away here. Aaron Judge is not pressing to get to 61. He is not getting distracted by all the attention for 61. He is not letting the moment get the best of him. He is going to hit 61, whether it's tomorrow or Wednesday or Friday when they come back home against Baltimore. He's not only going to hit 61, he's going to hit 62, and he's probably going to hit 63 and 64. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Judge hits 65 or 66. I think that might be a little much. Six home runs in the final, what, 10 games, 9 games? But he's definitely going to hit 61 and 62. And it is just a matter of time here over the next couple of games. You know, this is now 6 games for Judge without a home run. You know, let's not act like Aaron Judge hasn't gone through a couple of stretches this year where he hasn't hit a home run for 5-6-plus games. He went through a 9-game stretch in August where he did not hit a home run when the Yankees were all playing terrible and Judge wasn't there to save him like he's done all season. You know, he went without a homer for 2 games against Boston, the entire series against Tampa, the entire series against Toronto before they played the Mets, and he went deep in both of them. So Judge, who's been on pace to hit 60-plus home runs all season long, had what? In the middle of August, he had what? 46 at that point? And he went 9 games without a home run. And then he went back on a tear. If you think that he was getting scared of the moment or that he couldn't do it, he couldn't mentally focus to hit 61 home runs, if you thought he was, you know, getting rattled by the pace back then, 9 games without a home run, he sure as hell ain't getting rattled now. Judge is going to hit 61. Yankees are going to clinch the AL East in one of these next 2 games. They're not getting swept by Toronto. I mean, they sure as hell ain't losing 9 straight games here. They're going to clinch the AL East either later today or tomorrow against Toronto. Judge is going to hit 61 and 62. He's going to break the record. And then you know what? Even going forward, we'll talk about the Yankees in October once we get after this update here. But you know what? Going forward, Aaron Judge is going to be a New York Yankee probably for his entire career as well. Barring that the Steinbrenners don't make the worst decision in the history of owning the team, and they lowball him again. If they give him a contract of anywhere in the realm of what he deserves, which is $300 million plus, he's going to sign. Do you happen to see the sweatshirt Aaron Judge was wearing going into Toronto, where he once again, where he had to get every shot? I mean, it's getting a bit annoyed at this point. But I get it. He hasn't hit a home run in 6 games, so it's going to come with the territory. But I don't need to keep seeing Roger Maris's kid. I don't need to keep seeing Judge's mom every single time he steps up to the plate. But you know the sweatshirt that Judge was wearing? New York or nowhere. New York or nowhere. Aaron Judge wants to be a Yankee for the rest of his career. He wants to embrace every single thing that comes with being a New York Yankee. The pinstripes, all the attention, good or bad. If Judge ever goes through a stretch where he's in a slump or he's hitting 100 over the course of 3 weeks, he's going to get booed. He does not care because he knows that he's one of the best players on the planet. He has been the face of this team basically for the last several years. He's going to continue to be the face of this team. He's the uncaptained captain. He is the man, and he is not going to San Francisco. He's not going to L.A. He's not going anywhere, and the sweatshirt he wore tells you. New York or nowhere. And if that makes you think, oh, he's going to the Mets, clever, but no. Clever, but no. Judge is going to be a Yankee for life. He's going to break 61 and 62 here in the next couple of days. The Yanks are going to win the AL East, and then we can talk about October. And then this circus, as one of the reporters asked Boone last night, or on Sunday night, this circus, do you enjoy this circus, or do you wish this circus was over? This circus will be over, and then they can focus on winning a World Series. But all the attention is rightly so on Judge, because for the most part, the division is settled, the number two seed is settled. Judge is going to break this record, the Yankees will clinch, and then we can talk about playoff matchups, we could talk about all that. But Aaron Judge is built for this moment. He hasn't shied away from it all year. Didn't shy away from it when he hit 50. Didn't shy away from it when he hit 55. He's barely seeing pitches in the zone. I believe I saw a stat, 43% of the pitches Aaron Judge is being thrown to are only in the zone over the last week. Has he missed a couple of hanging sliders that normally he does a lot of damage with? Maybe. But he's also right now still in position to win the Triple Crown. So he's still barreling balls up, still getting on base. Big fly is going to come, just like it has all year long.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.